factors. Hinckley's lawyer says he no longer poses a threat. U.S. District Court Judge Paul L. Friedman said Monday that he'll sign off on the plan this week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 77. More details at srnnews.com.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. What does creator David Applebaum say initiated the idea of his new TV series, La Brea?
The origin of the idea was really just an image of a sinkhole opening up in the middle of Los Angeles. From there, I just started asking so many questions about it. And once you start to ask all these questions, eventually you start building a world of characters and of mystery. And over a period of time, a story comes together.
La Brea on NBC. For more information, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
COVID vaccines are not perfect, and effectiveness tends to weaken with time. Vaccinated people are still vulnerable. The flu is also projected to be widely prevalent this fall and winter. To be safe, monitor your family regularly for fever and speak with your healthcare provider at the first indication of fever. Protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have our days been getting gradually a little bit hotter and hotter, the nights are not nearly as refreshing as they were. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 63. For tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the upper 80s to perhaps even lower 90s each day. A little bit more humidity, still dry and mostly sunny. The nights will be in the upper 60s by late week and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We cannot win this re-election. We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
You're an idiot.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
That's awesome.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Earnest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Earnest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Earnest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Earnest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
Judy.
No, it's asset preservationist David Earnest.
Golly.
Call David Earnest today. Secret studio, where everyone knows you shouldn't steal. David Earnest presents the Health and Wealth Show. And you know, we've talked about the G virus. The G stands for government. There's no cure and there's no vaccination. Everyone in Washington has the G virus. And one of the side effects is you take stuff that doesn't belong to you. That's right, they steal. And right now they're trying to steal your retirement, your Social Security, your way of life. Well, I'd like to introduce you to a man who can tell you what to do so those folks with the G virus will keep their philandering fingers off your finances. Ladies and gentlemen, Alabama's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest.
Yes, there you.
Yes, here I am, and I'm not stealing away into the night. I'm here trying to prevent them from stealing you blind day and night.
I'm sorry, I was leaning away, getting everything ready for
you
the next
stealing
break.
I stole
away there. So how you doing, man? Have a good weekend?
I did. You know, it's always pleasant to be able to relax on a weekend and have fun, but in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, wondering, what are they going to do to us next? You know, what's the next steal? They want to steal all the bases and the home plate, and they want to steal your bat, too. They don't want you to have any weapons or anything. They're going to steal everything from you. But here's the deal. A massive tax hike is trying to come your way about your retirement every day. Every day that they take money out of your account, of your 401k, they want to set it up so it'll be taxed that day, or should I say that day of that year. You know, normally, under the current laws, when they take money out of the out of your paycheck, goes into the 401k, or you put it into your IRA, whatever, your salary reducing it, mm-hmm. or you're taking it and putting it in and then reducing it by taking it off your taxes on the back end if it's an IRA and you qualify. Now, there's this harebrained idea from this demented clown that wants to take it away before it even gets to your retirement plan that day. He wants to earmark it for something that he thinks is good, and that is to give it to someone who probably might have grew up, and I'm not going to say what I just thought, but not in your category. In other words, they don't work legally. Mm-hmm. You know, they do something, or if they do work, they don't really make much money legally. Or maybe they come from Haiti or someplace, and they come in here to get your money. But here's the deal. He wants to change the law so that you don't get a tax reduction. You get something else, some type of little teeny weeny credit. If you have any money in an IRA or a 401k account, you want to pay close attention to this urgent warning. Because if President Biden has his way, he plans on raiding your retirement savings so he can fund his far left agendas. This is not the first time he's campaigned to tax retirement savings. He's done it on at least two occasions in the past. And right now, he's dead set on slapping you and me with trillions of dollars in new wealth-destroying taxes. Even the woke media woke up and said, whoa, we're alarmed. And they recently concluded that on top of saving, taxing you to the bone, should I say, this Democratic administration wants to end your 401k as you know it. He wants to transfer the wealth immediately to someone else who does not make as much money or no money. And this is what he wants to do to us. And he wants to shift the way you rearrange the way you deduct the taxes. instead of getting a straight tax deduction, the more money you make, the less you get to take to where it's worthless. And essentially what this means, guys, when you look at your retirement account, your 401k, your IRA, if you can qualify for a Roth that day, then get in that day, because that's going to be the way to go. Yay, yay. Yay, yay. No way around it. No way. No other way. It'll be the Roth that day and for every day. So, but what if they want to take that away? You know what I mean? They, as in the Liberal Party, the wing that's leaning to the left. But look, we are going to change in the near future. I was reading a prediction by a well-known economist that predicted, and we're going to be talking some more about this later on another show. And I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little bit here and giving you a prelude to this. But essentially, these folks look at graphs and they look at things really close, and they know what the future probably will bring. You know, they're good at guessing because they're graphing everything. They're looking at the technology, the technicalities and all this stuff of how waveforms, you know, waves are even not just in the quantum arena, but waves in the economic arena. Graphs can tell you a lot if you look at different cycles. Mm-hmm. They're cyclical. Everything has a cycle. Our lives have a cycle. We're cyclical. We're born, we live, we die. You know, and then, you know, it's. But here's the thing. You need to know what cycle you're in. You're, you know, how you're going to be affected at this particular point in time. And right now, we think that we're on the verge of losing the republic as it stands, you know. And if that happens, there's going to be a lot of tax shifting, a lot of stealing to maintain the folks that are coming in over the walls, the folks that are coming in from all over the world to try to get the goody so that they can buy the votes. And this is what this is boiling down to. Biden wants to shift the rules around and give the tax breaks as a tax, should I say, give them the value in their retirement account. So they'll have more money. And it's just like transferring wealth from your account to theirs. It's the same, if you really look at it close, it's the same as them saying, write them a check and give it to them. But it's just fancier words. I mean, if you have less in your account because you got to pay it to the government in tax, and they shift it over to someone and give them a bigger piece of the pie, it's just like you have to write a check to that person. It's just like you're transferring your wealth to someone else directly or indirectly. Same thing. So what are we to do about the stealing or the steal away our retirement every day? You know, you can't go steal away in the night and get away from it. What you got to do is you've got to get weaponized. You've got to get harmonized together. We've got to join forces together. We've got to vote for the right people. I did notice that not one Republican senator voted or was said they were going to vote for this thing. And, you know, that's very, very important that they can stop this, you know, and they have to... They have to do all kinds of things like, you know, the budget. They say, well, that's stupid, you know, not letting them, you know, have the budget immediately. And well, there's ways to get what you need. You put the Democratic Party on their knees, you know. In other words, they're the party that's supposed to be in control right now. They're the party that's supposed to know everything. Well, just like they don't know very much about horses, though. You know that poor guy down there that was trying to get his horse to turn a certain way, so he slings his rein out. And they said he was trying to hit somebody, and they compared it to slavery. This is how ignorant they are. This guy was trying to stay on the horse and get the horse to cut a certain way. All you horsemen out there and horse ladies out there, you know about the reins on the neck and the certain type of ways they train horses. you hang a rein over this way or you pull it this way, and the horse reacts a certain way.
Exactly.
So we're getting lies about everything, even how a horse rein. Who would ever think that a horse, the way a horse is a horse, of course, but you do have to talk to it, not like Mr. Ed, but in other ways. So we're being lied to every day about things. They're trying to make things look like what they're not, you know. And we're waking up. We've been woke up for a long time. And it's not to what they're trying to tell you. It's what they're showing you. You know, that old saying, don't tell me, show me. You know, the proof is in the pudding. It boils down to do as you say. Don't just say as you do. You know, prove to us that you're honest. Prove to us that what you're going to do for us is good for us. And don't leave the middle out, because we're stuck in the middle. We're the middle class, and we're going to have to pay for everything. I forget. You're not supposed to be taxed if you've got less than $400,000 of income. Well, then, if that's the case, why are all these economists saying it's going to be the biggest tax to ever hit the middle class? Why? What? Take your 401k, for example, the one I just talked about, the law they want to pass. They want to shift money into someone else's account just because they don't work as hard as you, because they don't save as much as you. If that's not a tax, wow, what is a tax? You know, really. If they're stealing it from you, they're stealing it from you. If they're lying to you, they're lying to you. If their mouths are moving, they're stealing and they're lying. You know, and you can't steal away into the night and get away from it. It's happening every day when they say, oh, well, we're not going to tax anyone else. We're just going to tax the people who make a lot of money. Well, I wish that were the case. If it really was the case, I don't know that I wouldn't be glad to go along with it. But it's not the case, guys. It's never the case. They're always going to hit the middle class when they need more cash. You know, it's no way around it. There's no two ways around it. They're going to hit you right between the middle, in the middle. And it doesn't hurt. Have you ever been hurt, hit in the gut, Rusty? Have you ever been hit in the gut?
Oh, yeah.
Did it feel good?
Nah, wasn't up on my list of good feeling things, I'll tell you that.
So the middle class is being hit right in the gut and being lied to as we're getting hit in the gut. They're lying to us. They're trying to fake us off. But really, we're not that dumb. We're smart enough to know that this is not real dough that they're dishing out. They're stealing our dough. You know, it just makes me sick when I hear Biden say, you know, it's not going to happen to anyone unless they're making over $400,000 or if you're worth several million dollars or whatever. What about this? Of course, the capital gains tax, the step up went away for a little while, but they're not done with that, guys. If they just put it in their back pocket for a little while, they intend by the time he gets out of office or by the time his first term is over to pass every one of those stinking things that they're looking for in the tax code and take your money to buy the votes. They're trying to delude us and elude us to take these folks. Look, if you bring in 50,000 people, and I believe it was a number, they admitted to what, 10 or 12 or 15,000 that they put into the United States. But there was supposedly 50,000 people under that bridge. Where'd the rest of them go? Where did they go? They didn't all go back to Mexico or to Haiti.
You know, them billy goats live under a bridge. They might have eaten them while they were standing around. I kind of doubt it.
Well, I am so sick and tired. I know everyone out there is, too, of being lied to, told all these lies about what they're going to do or not going to do, and then they do it anyway. Like, you know, bring 50,000 people into the United States and give them your money. Give them your wealth. Why? Why did they do that? Oh, and they don't have to take a vaccine. Oh, no, no. And, oh, there's no check to see. There's no background checks on them. You know, they're not going to background check them. They just put them in a bus, then they put them in an airplane, wherever they, and they just dump them off right in your lap. You know, and I understand a lot of these people are probably good people. There's a lot of good people across the world, but is it the United States' responsibility to feed everybody on the planet and to give everybody what piece of our hard work? This is the reason why. A long time ago, years and years ago, our forefathers came from England, and basically, they wanted to leave what was going on. They wanted to, something new, and they wanted to be left alone. They didn't really want to have to follow all those rules and regulations that were being put on them. And they wanted freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for someone to tell you that you need to do certain things with your religion, or that you need to you know, like, let's say you're a church and you don't believe in abortions, but yet you got to pay for them. Things like that. This is where we're going. We're going to, away from being a republic, we're going to be in a socialistic government that's on the verge of looking like something that China looks like right now, where they're going to tell you what to do, and there's no way you can get around it. They're going to tax you the way they want to tax you, and there'll be no way you can get around it, unless you can do some shrewd investing where illegal stuff that you can defer your taxes or make your taxes tax-free, you know? And so that's one of the reasons why a Roth is something really, really good to look at. You need to be looking at the Roths, but you also need to be looking at things like life insurance. Life insurance is a good tax-free instrument, a good product if it's utilized correctly. But you also need to be utilizing tax deferral. Tax deferral can kick the taxes into another dimension, another generation sometimes if you use an unqualified annuity stretches. There's a lot of things that we can help you with to negate these new taxes that Biden is eyeing. His eye is on your pocketbook. You know, you just got to take it out of his vision range. You know, you got to reposition it where he can't see it, and then it's out of sight, out of mind. You know?
You hope.
That's what you got to do. Well, I've been listening a lot. You know, they want to pick on the banks a lot right now. They want to make it where the banks have to report everything that you move if it's $600
mm-hmm.
or more. And the reason why they want to do this, guys, they're lying. They're saying, well, it helps us identify, you know, the people who've got a lot of money. No, what it helps them identify is who to zero in on and attack. If you go back to the Tea Party, when Obama and them attacked the Tea Party, and because they were a 501c, they attacked them and tried to degrade them, to destroy them with the IRS. And now what you've got here is Biden trying to attack the middle class and degrade them and have the IRS go after you, because why? They want to control you, just like they tried to control the Tea Party. And the lady up there in Wetumpka, she had to, the Tea Party person at that time had to do a lot of things to try to get around that.
I think that was Becky Garrettson, wasn't it?
Becky Garrett, that's right. Yeah. Wonderful lady. I met her. She's a wonderful person. You know, who's going to go fight for us? Becky Garrett wouldn't fought for the Tea Party. Mo Brooks would fight for you. He's already written a letter saying he don't want any of this stuff. Him and some other folks signed letters saying that this is a disgrace. You know, is a tragedy if they come after your money in the bank account and look at your accounts. You know, there's been several trade organizations and business organizations and other organizations that have signed letters and sent them to Pelosi to try to stop this stealing. They're trying to identify what they can steal. You know, they want to come after your deal. They want to steal what you've got, if you've got anything. And they said, well, 99% of the people, you know, have regular taxes. We're just going to come out to the people who run businesses. How? Just come out to the people who run businesses? That's absurd. You're targeting a group just like you targeted the Tea Party. This is wrong, guys. And if you trust that, it's an error, because they're coming after all of us. If they see any money moving around in a bank account, they want to come after you and tax you and take it away from you. That's the reason why maybe putting money into an insurance company in a tax-deferred account might not be looked at as much, guys. I'm thinking maybe not. Maybe it would be better. But you have to have bank accounts to survive, especially if you're a business or an individual.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you keep their grimy hands off of your retirement and the other money? Maybe you put it in a tax-deferred account like insurance companies, like the products we got. Maybe you put as much as you can into a Roth every week that you're working.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you buy more life insurance and hide some money in there legally that will never be taxed at high rates of return, and then borrow against it at zero net interest rates and never pay any tax. Maybe you do some of that. You know, there's a lot of things you could do, but loading up a bank, and, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, I don't know where to put the money. I don't know why. I mean, they don't pay any interest anymore. I know they don't. And now they're going to be identifying who to come after if this is passed. So bank accounts are going to be, you know, very, very, very questionable if they're not really needed. There'll be other things to look at, to put your money, to invest your hard-earned dollars. So what? They won't steal away, you know.
They won't just vanish in a puff of smoke.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is absurd. The people have worked so hard for what? To be stolen from? To be cheated on? I mean, people, look, this is not ethical. This is not moral. This is immoral. This is unethical. To change the flow of your dough, right midstream of the, you know, we're changing the rules tomorrow. We're changing the rules today. Wait a minute. It's just like you get in the middle of a football game and say, oh, no. You got to go 15 yards to get first down now. How can you plan a game? How can you plan a retirement game when they're constantly changing the rules, and they're changing the rules so that they can win? And you'll lose. So what you got to do is you've got to play a little more sophisticated. You've got to be a little more on your game, a little bit more on the ball, so to speak, in your football game of life, in your retirement game of life. You've got to be very, very connected. You've got to be very, very aware of what they can do to you when that ball's up in the air and they try to grab it from you. And then they intercept what was supposed to be yours and make it the other team player who didn't deserve it. Someone who didn't work as hard as you. Someone who didn't play as hard as you. But yet, to get a special favor, they intercepted that retirement ball and gave it, pass it off to them. Such a trap. It's horrible. Get your game right. Get on your game. Make sure you know what to do. And if you don't know what to do, we got some answers for you.
Yes, we do.
Let's just give you the number.
We've got some phone numbers. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You can get hold of David Ernest at those numbers. Just give him a call. And tell him, say, hey, I want to head these guys off at the pass, keep them from taking my money from me. Like, you know, when they rob the stagecoach, they're standing there and they shoot the lock off the box and take your money. You don't want that. Call David Ernest. Have your money safely squirreled away. And, you know, are y'all still doing those big, what do you call them? Bonuses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the insurance companies. Oh, yeah. We got gigantic ones.
Well, see, you got to see about that, too. This is a money-making deal here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're going to take a quick break, David. And when we come back, now, how did that get up there? When we come back, my computer has just gone, I think the Democrats got hold of it. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. And we'll get you some more information on how to make sure that your money is in a safe place. Don't you go away.
David Ernest will return with more sound advice on how to take care of your money in the second half of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is Bob.
Hello.
Bob has worked for many years.
Yes, I have.
Planning for the day when he could retire.
Kick back, relax.
Bob's not quite there yet.
But it won't be long.
Well, I don't know.
What's wrong, Bob?
Well, I...
You don't have to say another word. You didn't call David Ernest.
And retirement may just be a dream.
Fear not, Bob. It's not too late.
Really?
Yes. You can call David Ernest today.
Well, quick, what's the number?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I can call him now?
Yes, Bob. Call David Ernest right now. And do you see that bright light up ahead?
Where?
Humor me, Bob.
Oh, yes, I see it.
That's your retirement on the horizon.
Golly.
And you could be saying golly, just like Bob. Call asset preservationist David Ernest today.
Is there really a light up there?
Quiet, Bob. Make the call.
Government, you start sewing souls. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes. Well, you got gum, dat gum, dat gum, government. Oh, don't you know? Oh, don't you love them sometimes? It's dat gum, government. You better pay attention. You're setting up there like a fool's convention. Shoe-fitting fire starters, auditorium, no good brand in a Tory bone frame, and mail it to your government walls. All of you, you dead gum government, you sorry rattle grudges. You got yourself an itch and you won't miss scratches. Well, you dead gum, dead gum, dead gum government. Uh-huh. Oh, don't you know?
David Ernest. Well, there's no time like the present. Call 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0739. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest. Call David today. He will help you get away from any worry about your retirement. Now, please welcome the man who wants to find a cure for the G-Virus and stop all the stealing. Please welcome David Ernest.
And there he is.
Yes.
You know,
I want to go into a little more detail about what I was talking about earlier, okay, about your 401ks.
All right.
I'm going to talk more technical here. What the president really wants to do, if you want to call him a president, he's not really acting like
that. That guy up there
that's kind of demented. He wants to eliminate your tax deduction for your 401k and replace them with a tax credit, he said. Okay. Hmm. So what this idea is to help supposedly lower income Americans who want to put money away. But here's the problem. The new proposal could go a little overboard. You know what I mean? It's not just helping lower income expenses of rich people. The middle class is getting caught in the middle. And so, therefore, Biden, you've been lying to us. You've been misrepresenting this situation. And there's some more potential problems. What if the states don't comply? You'll get taxed twice. Did you realize that? If every state of the union, or just one, let's say Alabama says, no, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way. But then you have to pay taxes twice because the government, the federal government has messed it up. You know, once when you contribute and once when you withdraw. You know, you're only supposed to be taxed once. Not twice.
That seems fair.
But, you know, now they want to tax you all the time. So he says, here's what he says. I want to create a better balance between the rich and the poor. But really what he's saying is I want to buy some votes, guys. They didn't work hard, put money in there. Let's transfer some of your wealth to them. The lawmakers might be forgetting about the middle class, but really, maybe they don't care because they're really trying to buy a vote from the other class, the class that's coming across the border, the class that didn't work, the class with no class, in my opinion.
The broke-ass class.
Exactly. I like it. That's a good one. So if you don't want to become part of that class because they took away your ass sense, then call your representatives. Although, the way I understand it, no Senate Republican voiced their support for the plan. And I actually understand that Mo Brooks and some others wrote a letter to him saying, this is stupid, you idiot. No, they didn't really say that, but they might as well, to Pelosi and some of the rest of them. So, what is a person to do, Rusty? What's a person to do?
Well, if you want to lose your money, don't do anything. If you're happy with working hard and knowing that you're supporting people who did not work, didn't put any effort over, you know, that's fine. You know, just go home, sit down, watch some TV, forget about it. But if you really know that you worked hard, you're looking for your future, you're looking forward to making sure that it's a good one, and basically that of your children and their children and their children's children, you want to make sure everything goes good for them, pick up a phone. Well, pick up your phone. Don't just get any phone, but get your phone. Call David Ernest right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Explain to him. Talk to him. Tell him that you don't want to be a patsy. You don't want to be the guy holding the bag, taking care of all these people that you have nothing to do with. I mean, literally, you know, charity begins at home. You want to help people. You want to help folks and do things, but you can't feed everybody. You got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and those around you first. So call David Ernest right now, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Sit down with him for 1 hour. I guarantee you will be smarter about your money when you get up and walk away. Call David Ernest today.
Thank you, Rusty. We got some ideas of how to fight this unjustifiable agenda. That it's just awful. And, you know, short of voting and turning it around, which there's a lot of folks don't really know how to vote, and some votes probably got stolen of people who did know how to vote. So whatever happened, we lost out on the control of our dough. You know, and if they don't like it, they tell you to hit the dough, you know, the door. So what can you do to keep from having that dough hit you in the, you know, as you go out the door? You get a good hinge.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good lock. You lock your money up. You lock your retirement up in something called tax deferred. You lock your retirement up in something called tax free. You lock your retirement up in something called explosion of dollars. That's insurance, guys. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You become educated about compound interest, but you also become educated about reverse compound interest. How this income can guarantee for life. How you could never run out of money. Guaranteed you'll never run out. You educate yourself on how this really works. How can you educate yourself on how things work if you don't know where to look? Well, we got more than a book for you to look. We can show you the very page of the book where to look, and then we can show you the hook of the bad book where you shouldn't even be looking, and that is the liberal book of stealing your retirement account by hoodwinking you into believing that their book is the book that was written specially to take your savings and make them better. Where in reality, all they want to do is take what you have and give it to someone else. Give it to someone else who didn't deserve it. I mean, look, I'd be the first person that's all about, you know, trying to help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that charity is a wonderful thing. I think that our churches are a wonderful thing. But everything has to be in perspective. If you kill the goose that lays the egg, there's no more egg. You know, without the goose that lays the golden egg, there's no more income. Mm-hmm. There's no more freedoms to do things. Why? Because you don't have the money. You don't have the income. You don't have the control anymore to be able to do things. You've worked so hard. You've got the goose, and then they want to kill it. They want to shoot it right between the eyes with a liberal bullet. And then the nest egg cracks because it's not gold anymore. It's some kind of pathetic liberal fake egg.
Not the fake egg.
Yeah. You ever stepped on an egg and it's just rotten and you step on it and it crushes and it's gone now? Suddenly.
No, but I tell you what happened one Easter.
What's that?
We used to go down to this place down near where my mother's parents live, my grandparents. And they would go down there. It was the woods, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there and hide eggs. Well, one year, somebody found a couple of eggs that nearest we estimated could have been about 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, this is back in the day before you had the plastic eggs.
I bet they were ripe.
Oh, they were ripe all right. They cracked them eggs up. Oh, we had to clear the woods out, I'm telling you. But see, that could be something that would happen with you. Not you, David, but I mean you out there. You try to put your stuff away and you could forget about it. You know?
Right.
They have a thing on the internet all the time. You may be owed money. And you go mm-hmm. and you look, and it's got people that have forgotten money in bank accounts. Of course, mm-hmm.
either I was very, very good about it or I just never had any money because I can never find my money. But the thing is...
But you gotta look.
But it's like you gotta have some. You gotta have some first. But the thing with David, you know, David looks after it for you. David puts it in a place where it's gonna do its best and make money for you. And there's one thing that's for sure: you'll always have, unless you fool with it, you'll always have the money you put in there, and the money's gonna grow. But if for some reason the money does not grow or there's some sort of a snafu and some money goes away, what you put in there to start with will never go away. It's almost like money magic. What sorcery is this? This David's David Ernest sorcery. It's Ernest Financial. They've been doing this for how many years, David? We got to move on and say about 40. About 41 now, but I mean, you've been doing it a while.
Just say over 40.
Over 40 years. And people, nobody's coming and complaining and saying they've lost money.
No, it don't happen. And I'll add a little bit to that. Not only would you not lose what you put in there, but you don't lose what it's made either. Because it goes back into that non-losable account.
There you go.
Fixed account.
How can you say, how can you find something wrong with this? Some people are going to find something wrong with most everything.
Oh, yeah.
You can't find anything wrong with this. The only thing stopping you from talking to David Ernest is calling him. And you have to do that.
I don't know who you are until you call me, then I'll know who you are.
He can work wonders with your money, but he's got to know who you are and what you want to do before he can do it. Call him up. Call him today. Call 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You'll get a call back from David, Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah. They may all call you back. You never know. But you're going to get hooked up with them. You're going to sit down for a few minutes, and you're going to find out some things. It's like, you know, I got a buddy right now. He could tell you anything about his vehicle. He's rebuilding one. It's the old Dodge he's put back together. It looked like it had been in a wreck. Probably 72.
72, I think. Was it a Duster or a Dart?
It's a truck.
Oh, it's a Dodge truck.
It's a Dodge pickup. Big old truck.
Okay.
And he has put it back together, and it looks like it come off the showroom floor. He can tell you every inch of that thing, what this does, how that does, what this will do. But I'll bet you he can't tell you any more about his money other than where it is in the bank. It's in the bank. It's over there in the bank.
Yeah.
See, and I bet if he talked to you, he'd know more about that truck and his money than anybody else. But you call David Ernest today. Let me give the numbers one more time. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And David is on the that their World Wide Web thing. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, the internet. He's on there. He's got this website, and it's called retirewithernest.com. You can go on there and check it out. There's all sorts of links. Those are phone numbers are on there. Just go out and get yourself some knowledge. That's a good thing. It's a good gift. It's a good spiff for yourself. Do that today, and your money will thank you tomorrow.
Yeah, and there's no obligation to call us. There's no obligation. I talk to people all the time. They just call me, want to talk, or come and talk to me about something. You know, it is absolutely no obligation. I love to talk to people, love to visit with folks, and see if we can help you. You know, you may have something that's been bothering you for a long time, something you need some instruction on that you don't know what to do about. We might be able to point you in that direction for free. We might give you some advice on who to talk to.
Did you say
for what you might be doing?
Did you say for free?
Yeah, and we might tell you, the tax deferral will help this, tax free will help that. You know, the thing is, we have to stay within the scope, but we know other people, other professionals like accountants and attorneys that know a lot of answers. You can't help but get into estate planning when you've been doing this for 40 years. It's part of the estate planning. Insurance, annuities, investments, retirement plans, they're all in the estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all fiduciaries. You know, I hate it when they try to make it like a certain group is a fiduciary and another one's not. The government has already told us, and it's already law. It's been this way, and it's coming this way even stronger than before. If you're dealing with someone's retirement money, you're a fiduciary or you're not touching it. So we've been fiduciaries for a long time, guys. We have to do, we're supposed to do, and we will do what's right for you. It's our fiduciary duty to do it.
It's the law.
And it should be. It should be that there is the best way for you and not the wrong way. Mm-hmm. In other words, a good way to get your retirement. And so when it comes to deferring your money from taxes or putting it somewhere where it needs to go, mm-hmm. to avoid that grab we've been talking about, we can talk about some things. We can direct you on some things on how to avoid what I think is an illegal grab by the executive branch, trying to roll over into the legislative branch. You know, and if you ever drop anything into a swift water branch, sometimes it'll go away. So don't let those branches get control of your dough. Because have you ever seen something just swept away and there's no way you could get it value like a billfold or your money? Have you ever seen money just washed away?
Oh yeah,
that's what the executive branch and what they're trying to convince the legislative branch into getting involved with. The judicial branch has stopped this several times. 151A is one of the stops. Several things that they have done that Ken Fisher and Elizabeth Warren want it done, and the judicial branch stopped it. But now it's getting tighter and tighter again. They want the executive branch wants to force the legislative branch into stealing your money. Even more than they've done before,
mm-hmm.
by rewriting the laws and the rules and the regulations. If I was doing that in my business, they would have me under the jailhouse. Not just in jail, I'd be in there for life, because it's illegal to steal. But they pass a law that says it's legal for them to steal. And that's the deal.
Kind of like James Bond. He's got a license to kill. These have a license to steal.
That's the way it works. So I have a license to help you avoid this thing. You know, it's the license of insurance. It's the license of what we do, what we're trained to do. It's sort of a paradox. The way the government comes after your money and then they let us defend you. Sort of like a football game. Sort of like, you got a defense and an offense. They're coming after you, and then they give you this the way to defend things. But if you don't have a good defense, their offense will take you to the cleaners.
There you go.
So make sure you've got a good defense. You know, if you're hiring a lawyer, you don't want to go out and get the lousiest lawyer you can find, the cheapest lawyer, or whatever. You go get a good defense. Same way with your money. Get someone that knows these things. And how to keep, how do you defend against the stock market? Well, we're asset preservationists. That's what we do all the time. We're trying to defend your dime all the time. And right now, we think we're on the verge of potentially having the worst stock market that we've ever had since 1929. People say, no, man, that ain't going to happen. Really? Why don't you go look at some numbers? Go look at some P/E ratios. Go look at some history. Go look at all this stuff. Look at the wealth of the nation, the real value that's there. It's just printed money, guys. It's hot air. Do you really think that hot air will keep you floating forever? No. Hot air don't really work. It kind of fizzles. You need some really good gas, some hydrogen gas or something that floats better than hot air. Hot air balloons, man, they'll fall faster than hydrogen air or balloons, or of course, and the Nazis found out it also could blow up a lot worse. Hindenburg?
It blew up real good.
Yeah, there's some inert gases they can put in there. Mm-hmm. You know, but the thing about it is, hot air is just hot air. It don't go nowhere. You know, don't get sucked in to the hot air, because you can get blown away with hot air.
There you go.
Don't work.
David, speaking of blown away, we have blown away about another 60 minutes of perfectly good radio time. Want to take a minute or two and just kind of wind things up?
Okay. If you're in the least curious about the stuff that we've talked about, feel free to give me a call. My number is 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. In the Birmingham area, above Montgomery, you can call 205-479-0839. Either number will get us. Mm-hmm. We just want people to feel warm and fuzzy that we're all over the place. We're everywhere. We have offices everywhere. And we're expanding, but it's very important that we stay true to you, and that is that we protect your assets. We're asset preservationists. You do not want to lose your asset.
No, you don't.
You just don't. And especially in this time of history. So right now, it could be that this is going to be something they'll be writing about for years and years, how things turned on the dime and dimes went away.
Yeah, they'll do it too.
Yeah. And we also have a retirewithearnest.com website. But anyway, that's it. 279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
All right, man. Another good show. Another one in the books. And yep. We'll be back next time with more of the Health and Wealth Show. Right now, it's that big finish that everybody's talking about. It's big. It's huge. It's got harps in it.
Lakeheads, what time is it?
Time for the big finish.
Thanks for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show, and thanks to the talented people who help make it possible. Matthew Ernest, Leah Williams, Terry Adams, Larry Stevens, the invisible DJ Roquefort Q Halifax, the greatest asset preservationist in the history of asset preservationists, David Ernest, and Blue Water Broadcasting, from whence this program emanates. And you can help fight the G-Virus by calling David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You worked too hard for your retirement to have somebody just, take the money and run. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show.